This is Senior Moments on KVON.
And joining us today for Senior Moments, we have the Executive Director of CAN-V, Community Action for Napa Valley, and it's Dreen Johnson. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here today, and welcome into KVON. You've ventured out and you risked your life.
Well, we've been working. We're part of the essential workers.
Sure.
We've been out.
So our focus here today is to talk about a couple of programs that CAN-V administers and oversees and runs, and they are essential programs year-round, but at a time like this, we get particularly focused, making sure things are working right, Meals on Wheels and Food Bank.
Yes.
Let's start with Meals on Wheels.
Meals on Wheels operates Monday through Friday, and last week during this crisis, we delivered 3,430 meals to our seniors. We have an increase over 2 days from 460 we do daily to 520, and it's growing. And these are meals that are the two programs we have are home delivered and congregate or at the senior centers. What we are doing is we are delivering home delivered meals Monday, Wednesday, and Friday and doubling up. And then on Friday, we're giving enough meals for the weekend for our home delivered folks. The congregate, if they can come by the senior center, and they will be given, put in the car, their meals. The Rionda House in American Canyon, we are putting all of those congregate people on home delivery. So everyone is getting fed, and we are supplying little snacks with them. We also have, thanks to the volunteers at Hall Winery, a phone process where every other day, our seniors are being called and checked on to see if they're safe, if they're okay, what their needs may be. So we're very thankful to Catherine Hall and the Hall Winery because they also sent us 15 other volunteers to help us at the food bank. So Meals on Wheels, we're just doing the best we can, and we're honoring everybody that is over 60 to please call. If you're home and you're homebound, please give us a call. We're on the website at canv.org, so please call us. We don't want anyone to go without food, and we'd be very happy to deliver it, thanks to all of our volunteers. So that is our Meals on Wheels program.
Does a person over 60 need to meet some eligibility requirements?
Not right now, no. Just be over 60 and you're homebound. We'll deliver it.
Yeah. And so that's a special accommodation for this pandemic moment.
Yes, but generally we just make sure if there's a medical need and they have to be home, that's the one criteria we have, but we never turn anyone away.
Did you say 520 meals per day?
Yes, 520 per day right now.
And your normal would have been?
460.
Okay.
But we're growing.
Yeah.
So we're putting on close to 18 a day that we did last week. Mm-hmm. But yes.
Where do these meals get concocted?
We have a contract with Meals on Wheels Solano County to share the kitchen over there, and Trio Food Services contracts with both of us for meals. So they're state-regulated meals. They're very good, and we did a lot of vetting them out to make sure that they were tasty. And so that's where they come from, and every day we pick up over at Solano at their Meals on Wheels and bring them back to Napa County. Mm-hmm. They are flash frozen, so they are frozen meals, but we make sure everyone has a way of heating them, and if not, we accommodate them with a microwave.
Very comprehensive.
Yes.
And you mentioned congregate diners, which in a normal moment, you're talking about when people go like to the senior center.
Yes, those are the seniors that are able to come to the senior center. Generally at the senior center here in Napa, we have about 60 a day that come in. But because of this crisis, we ask them not to, and we will either put it in their car, or we'll deliver it to them, whichever is easy.
Very good. And keeping people healthy. How long has Meals on Wheels been operating here? Decades, yeah?
38 years.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
We've been around a long time. Well, actually, CAN-V's been around 53 years.
That's
here
amazing.
In Napa.
Fantastic. Before we leave this topic, someone hearing this saying, I know somebody who needs to be getting this service. Who do they contact? How do they go about it?
They can go on the website, and we have a number for Meals on Wheels to call, and we'll take all phone calls, no problem.
Okay.
Please do. If you see a neighbor that's in need, please give us a call.
And would that be canv.org?
Yes, okay. canv.org.
canvey.org. Very good. We're talking with Dreen Johnson, who's the executive director of Canvey, and under that is Meals on Wheels. And the other program we want to focus on is the food bank. Tell us the status of food bank in Napa.
The food bank last Monday through Friday did over 355 households, not individuals, households. And their normal is 30 to 40 households a day. In 1 hour last week, we got 150 households. So they are their times and their days they're open are on the website, but they're open today for anybody that needs food from 8:45 to 11:45 on your homie. And the address is right. It's actually Catacornia from New Tech School. Mm-hmm. So they can go down. It's drive-through. Everything right now is drive-through. We'll put it in the car. We're boxing all of the groceries and putting them in the car. We have sites at American Canyon, Berryessa, Angwin, Pope Valley, St. Helena, Calistoga. All of those sites are also drive-through, so they can check the times and dates that they are. But those are all of our food pantries. And today we get 5 National Guard that will help us in boxing the food and also driving for us. So we're very, very happy and thankful for the county for putting them in touch with us. Mm-hmm. And we thank all of our volunteers that have come out to help us. And that's George Altamira and Hands Across the Valley, who are dear friends. And also Heritage Eats is helping us out, and community foundations. So we're getting a lot of support from the community, and we want to make sure for the food bank folks, thank you so much, the community, for coming out and helping us. Mm-hmm. And what the food bank now is in need of is financial donations, because we're looking down the weeks to come and supplying all of our food. But we have a very good supply now, and the boxes are very hefty going out the door. So
it's good to know.
Yes, and they'll get dairy products, milk, cheese, butter, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. So if they come down to the pantry, they'll get a very nice supply of food depending on their household needs.
Mm-hmm. We've come a long way from the big blocks of surplus cheese days.
That's USDA. We still do that, but it's not quite as as bad. And all the other programs, if you go on our website, will show you what we're still doing. We're still supplying 40 nonprofits with food. We do have a senior program. That's another one of our senior programs. 316 seniors get delivered groceries at home. We're continuing that. That's twice a month they get it. So we have 806 seniors that we check on every other day because they're part of our phone process. So.
806.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yes.
Come back to the very beginning, the numbers you ran through on food bank at the very beginning of this.
The food bank last week we did an additional 355 households.
An additional 355.
Above the 30 we normally get in a day.
In one day.
Yes.
Yikes.
Yes.
Are these people who are responding to not getting a paycheck, not getting any hours, and that's the reason
all
that they're...
All of it, yeah. Yes. It's our regular clientele that need to come in, but also now we are hearing from people who are looking and not getting a paycheck, and they're more than welcome to come down. We don't ask for any application, nothing. We'll just take a number and zip code, and that's about it. Mm-hmm. They don't have to get out of their car. They don't have to prove any ID. We want to make sure everyone gets food.
Yeah. It's not a moment to throw up roadblocks because many people, out of a sense of pride or fear, of being known who they are and things, will stay away from programs that they actually need.
True, and we don't want them to feel that way. We want them to come and get the groceries. They're there. We're here for them. So please come, and please just don't even think of it. There's no judgment. There is nothing. Mm-hmm. Please come. Mm-hmm. We don't want anyone to go hungry.
Yeah. I guess the most critical question, of course, is do you have any toilet paper?
It's on order.
Oh, no.
No, we don't. We're in the line with everyone else on that one.
Okay. In that vein, is there any assistance for people who need it with soap and sanitizers and those things?
Whatever we have, we give out, and we do have some of those products, but not very much. I mean, we are like everyone else. Yeah. We have ordered it all over, and it's coming, but not as soon as we need it. Mm-hmm. And I want to also make sure that people know we do have pet food. So if you let us know when you come by that you need pet food, we just did a whole bunch of bagging yesterday for pet food.
That's
so
great.
The animals are considered in this too.
Yeah. You mentioned getting some additional volunteer help and some National Guard assignments.
Yes.
Do you have an ongoing need for volunteers?
At this time, no. We're really assessing it week by week because we don't have a lot of room to move around if we keep the six feet distance. Mm-hmm. So we have a waiting list that we're putting down for people. And as we go through, we will call people in. But with the help of the National Guard, that really means a lot.
Yeah.
And we're very, very happy to have them.
Yeah, very good.
Yes.
And we mentioned this earlier. There have been rumors going around about military vehicles and people in uniforms. I think it started maybe in Santa Clara County. People were worried that martial law was about to be enacted. And what they're actually seeing are these National Guard troops who are, you know, obviously using vehicles to get where they need to go. And they're supplementing, just like you're talking about, all of our needs.
Yes, and we asked they not come in uniform. So that was one of the requirements we had because we learned that from previous disasters, how people stay away. And from what I understand, I don't know if they will be coming in vehicles, but we have a parking lot that's discreet that they could park in if that's the case.
Yeah.
But no, just to have their bodies there and they can lift a lot.
Yeah. That's right. Healthy specimens. Very
good.
Looking down the road, you know, the governor was talking yesterday about, in his words, paraphrased, 6 to 8 weeks from now, being able to see where we are was kind of what he's saying. So that's, you know, a couple of months. We've already been in this status for a couple of weeks, a couple more months ahead maybe.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen all this sort of disarray in the grocery stores and the supply chain thing. In the food bank world, you have an understanding of how food products move and so forth. Is there anything to be concerned about? We want to reassure people, if that's appropriate to do, that all of these supply chains and systems and transportation of things is still functioning right.
Yes, it is. And we belong to co-ops and we belong to the bigger hub in Contra Costa where there's a warehouse where we can actually go and buy food. And that's why we ask people for donations rather than canned foods or any kind of foods because we can leverage very, you know, like what you would pay $5 for in a store for cereal, we can get it for a dollar. So when we go to the big Contra Costa food bank, we can do that. And also our co-ops that we deal with fresh vegetables and things like that still come in and we share all of that with the Bay Area. So, we are looking very well stocked right now. But we assess it week by week.
Mm-hmm.
But so far, we don't see a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, and that kind of needs to get around, you know, more. I try to mention every chance I get that the system's still functioning. The fact that we have shortages of certain things in certain stores, that some shelves are empty, doesn't mean that our food supply chain is broken in some way.
No.
Still working.
No, and we want people to remain calm, and we are operating. And if you need us, call us, please. Don't wait, and we'll be happy to help you because we are the food chain right now from Napa County.
For lots and lots of people.
Yes.
We've been talking here with Dreen Johnson, Executive Director of CAN-V, Community Action Napa Valley. They operate the food bank and the Meals on Wheels programs and lots of other things, too.
Yes.
Everything in general going okay under your
umbrella?
Yes, we
have two schools which are closed, and our teachers, we are continuing to pay through this process, and we have a contract with the county for our quit smoking program, which it's going to be a little difficult, I think, for people really to think about that right now. But we're still in operation if you really want to quit smoking don't have to pay for cigarettes.
Yeah. I encourage everyone to quit smoking, but yes, it's a difficult
time. And you could call us.
Having struggled with that in the past, any excuse.
Yes.
You know, it's too stressful right now. I can't. Can't think about it. But you want your lungs to be healthy right
now. Yes, we want everyone to be healthy.
Yeah, very good. Dreen, thank you for being here today.
Thank you, and thank you to the community for all of your support for Community Action. We appreciate it, and thank you.
CANV.org, and you'll find information about everything we talked about, opportunities to make donations, be in contact with people you want to offer food products or services. Do that. Do it today. All right. And that is our Senior Moments program for today here on KVON.
Senior Moments was proudly brought to you by the Queen of the Valley Medical Center and Community Benefit.